Have you ever heard someone make the statement, God will never put on you more than you can handle? So have I. As a matter of fact, there's hardly a week that goes by that I don't hear someone make that statement, and it's usually spoken with a tone of uncertainty, like, now God's word says he'll never put more on me than I can handle, but I'm beginning to wonder. The fact that the person is right in the middle of a severe trial and doesn't have a clue how they're going to get through it many times leads them to question the genuineness of their faith. Am I really saved? Or the validity and the truth of the Bible? If that's in the Bible and I know I'm saved, then can the Bible really be trusted? Well, even though I can remember on more than one occasion hearing a minister of the gospel proclaiming it as truth, I submit to you that this statement cannot be supported from Holy Scripture. Now, before you start screaming heresy, let me explain. The verse that is usually given in support of this statement is 1 Corinthians 10:13, where the Apostle Paul, writing under the Holy Spirit's inspiration, states that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Now, if you had not known that this verse was the primary proof text for the claim that God will never put more on you than you can handle, then your reaction might be, but that verse is talking about temptation, not about testing or trials in our lives. And I would agree with you. Then the obvious question would be, how did Christians ever get that meaning out of that verse? Well, the misinterpretation comes from the original Greek, where the word translated temptation can also be translated trial, such as in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version. So how do we know whether temptation or trial is meant in 1 Corinthians 10:13? It's the context, that is, that which follows and precedes it, that clarifies the intended meaning. There's one thing I learned while attending seminary. It was that when interpreting Scripture, context is everything. In order to accurately interpret the meaning of a verse or passage of Scripture, we must always consider that which precedes it and that which follows it. Applying that basic principle of interpretation to 1 Corinthians 10:13, the issue of temptation is clearly meant, not trials or difficulties. So the promise that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able does not mean that he will never allow things to come into our lives that we cannot handle. As a matter of fact, because our God is sovereign, everything that comes into the lives of his children must first pass through him. If we add to that truth the fact that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28, then we understand that even with the tough things that he allows to come into our lives, our God has purpose in them, and the end result will be for our good. When our feelings of helplessness and hopelessness in the midst of a crisis are surrendered to our loving and merciful Heavenly Father, his word assures us that he will not only see us through it, but he'll also cause it to work out for our good. So, will God allow trials in our lives that are more than we can handle? Absolutely. And when he does, and we trust him to bring us through them, our faith will be strengthened, and he will be glorified. Like the psalmist who penned the words of Psalm 46, we boldly proclaim that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. May God bless you as you trust him for the strength, the courage, and the faith to emerge victorious from this present crisis.